Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The winds of change move slowly on this planet. And this is going to be a very different channel. We're going to talk about individuals, people that create change. We're going to talk about the potentials of the future based on the people. Now, before we begin, you have to understand something that works. There are individuals who are sometimes at the right place at the right time in history that make profound changes. And they're always a surprise. They're always a surprise. And when they are a surprise, you know that these are the ones that should be where they are. They are usually changers of a paradigm. They do things that no one else has done. And we're not necessarily talking about scientists, although they are included. Tesla, Einstein, Vera Rubin, who you will find out later, was a wild card. And they're not always men. Even though history favors men in high places, that's also going to change. This is a channel that does not want to offend anyone. Dear ones, there's only love here. I want to reveal how things work. And I want to do it in a way that may stir your maturity, because I'm going to ask you not to be political. Facts are facts. And I'm going to give you the facts. I want to show and tell just a little bit of how this magic works with humans called wild cards. A wild card is a human who arrives to do something special that no one expected. Let me start with the most controversial on an international stage. And then I'll finish with one that's not so controversial yet, but may play a part in the future. There are those who will ask me, Cryon, explain Trump. You expect me to explain Trump? I have. 1 month after the election of Donald Trump, I sat in California and told Americans why. Some were so surprised. The world was so surprised. Those in Trump's party were so surprised. Trump was so surprised. Why did this happen? It was unusual because the country had elected a non-politician, no political experience at all. Some were elated. This is good. And some, not so much. This is horrible. And so both sides were surprised. Then I explained why. Cryon, is this going to be one of the best presidents? No. But it will be one of the most remembered presidents. Because he's a wild card. I want you to think about something. If he had not won the election, the one who would have been there, a relative of the one who had been there before, would simply continue the same energy. You might say the old growth of the forest would then simply continue. But the wild card named Trump, he has put a stick in everything and spun it greatly. Nothing was expected. Not even those who serve him expect the things he does. Dear ones, this was on purpose, because he will not always be there. And when he goes, the American government will take a strong look at what happened. And in the process, they'll see things that don't work. They'll see places where the stick he stirred showed things that shouldn't be there. You might say he doesn't represent light. Maybe he represents that which will create light later. I told you this is going to be hard. It's going to be hard for the listener to this channel because their political feelings will not allow them to hear any of these things. I told Americans, send light to the White House. And my partner, he got letters. How could you say that? I'll never send light to that man. They didn't understand. Do you? Can you send light to the White House? You see, the metaphor is this. If you send enough light, it will illuminate the things that need to be illuminated. It doesn't matter who is there. Light will win over darkness. I want to talk about Argentina. I want to talk about South America. There have been wild cards that came at the right time and the right place and changed the way people think. Some were seen to be impossible. I'll give you a name. Bolivar. Impossible. No one thought that could happen. The right man at the right time, who loved a woman dearly, all came together and changed these countries forever. Some will say, well, that would have happened anyway. You think so? You have any idea how many years it would have taken to develop another Bolivar? The time was right and ready for a paradigm shift here. There's another one. When I say the name Eva, regardless of you thinking politically, she changed a paradigm. And the people loved that which she represented. Or they were afraid of it. You see, she stirred the pot. Remember, don't get political. That's a wild card. And now I come to one I will tell you about, and I'm going to stay on this subject a bit. Please, no politics here. Listen with love of what took place here. 1936, when a man was born named Jorge. Some called him Jorge Mario, and he became a priest. And Argentinians, they didn't like him much, because priests shouldn't be political, you see? He got involved in things he shouldn't. He made statements he shouldn't. Not when he is a man of the cloth, you know. There are some in the Vatican who say that the current pope, Jorge, was actually promoted to get him out of Argentina. That's what they say. I sat in a place called Dallas, Texas, not that long ago. And I said, you're going to get a new pope soon. Because that information was in the field. Because the current pope named Ratzinger was already having problems. The public didn't know it, but it was in the field. And when I made that announcement, there were those who wouldn't believe it. There are those who did believe it, but they said, well, that means the pope will die. But he didn't. He resigned. And Jorge took his place. And let me talk about him. You may not agree with him. He took the name of Francis of Assisi. Because Francis of Assisi was a renegade. Francis of Assisi wasn't even a priest. Francis of Assisi took the current pope to task. Because he was selling the forgiveness of sins for money. And in closed doors, Francis of Assisi and the current pope, they worked it out. But Francis bribed the Pope. I will stop what I am doing if you will too. Francis of Assisi, he was a wild card. And Jorge, he is too. Not too long ago, Jorge, the Pope, asked all 34 bishops in Chile to resign. Did you know that? Because they all knew about the abuse of children by their priests, and they did nothing about it. Jorge is a wild card. I don't want this to be lost on any of you. The prophecy of the eagle and the condor says that the northern and southern hemispheres will start to meld together in consciousness, that the northern hemisphere needs mother energy. It needs what South Americans have. It needs a heart connection of the planet. No more separation of these things. And the meld begins. That's the prophecy of the ancients for 2012. And a wild card pope, the first one, without one dying, comes from South America. Are you understanding this? You think this is a coincidence? First pope from the mother hemisphere. Listen, you may not like him much. He's the right man for the job at the moment. You see, he's political. You see, he's breaking rules of the Vatican. They're really not that happy with him. Jorge will live not much longer, really. You look at his age, within your lifetime, there will be another pope. And this one will have to do something to actually save the church. Cryan, what do you mean, save the church? What's wrong with it? So for the South American who is listening, the Pope has never been more popular than in certain countries in South America. In Central America, he's very popular. Did you know what's going on in Europe? Most of the churches are closed. Some of them aren't even holding Mass anymore. Even in Italy, many of them are now museums. Did you know that? The church is hemorrhaging money. The church is in trouble. It may not look like it from here. Oh, but it is. I'm going to give instructions to the next pope. And all of you may laugh. You'll go away saying, I was in a Cryon meeting. And Cryon gave instructions to the new pope, which we don't even have yet. You wait till you hear the instructions. If you're going to save the Catholic Church, the next pope is going to have to make an avenue that allows women to be priests. Period. That's the only thing. For many reasons. For centuries, men have been the only ones allowed. Look at history. How has it worked out so far? The answer is it hasn't. Women carry the compassion and the patience and the intellect of caring. They are the shamans of the planet. Those are my instructions for a pope that's not here yet. He's a wild card, and you know it, doing the same things he's doing now as pope. Oh, there are more. I want to give you an example of one more. Now, this is a future wild card. And I've spoken of him 7 other times. This will be the 8th time. And this is tentative with free choice. What's going to happen with the young leader of North Korea? Doesn't seem like he can make up his mind. One day he wants to have a nuclear program and launch missiles. And the next day, he wants to unify North and South Korea. And lately, he's been sending mixed messages. And I will tell you why. You see, it's in the field. There are a lot of old growth trees around him. that are still pressuring him to do what his father did. But this man knows better. He's got a plan. He sees himself as the grand leader of his people for life. He's not restricted to a few years as president. So the first thing is he can wait a while and see who comes along who may be different than the current president, because he has a plan. And if he is allowed to do it, let me tell you his plan. He sees himself walking into the United Nations as a hero. He will be the peacemaker of all time. He'll be on the cover of all the magazines. The one that ended a war, the Korean War. The one who brought the North and the South together. The one who brought abundance to North Korea. You see, that's a lot grander than what his father wanted to do. That's in the field. That's a wild card. You didn't expect that. You see, he's a product of the new energy, living in an old energy position. Brian, do you think that's really going to happen? Free choice. I just told you his plan. It just depends on those around him. And what's going to happen with fear and worry? The wind of change is starting to blow strong and changing things that are happening on this planet. You got to look around to see them. Here is the exercise I told you about. 2 years ago, I asked you to have some hope. I even hinted at this very exercise. This one will test your maturity, old soul. And these are the things that are going to work. There's a new paradigm of energy. Did you know that if you have light, this is a metaphor. Did you know that if you have light, that you can transmit it? You can actually send it places. Did you know that actual 3D light is not 3D? Did you know that light can be in several places at the same time? I mean, the actual photon of light is multidimensional. Ask a scientist. And the light you carry is even more multidimensional. You can send light. It can be with you and somewhere else at the same time. Right now, Argentine citizen who is here in the chair, I want you to think about what you believe is the problem in your government. Now, not everyone is of one mind here, and I know that. And you'll have different ideas of what the problem might be, if there is one. Perhaps you think it's an individual. Perhaps you think it's a party. Perhaps you think it's a group. Perhaps you think it's a secret group. Perhaps you think that the Illuminati is back and cannot be stopped. I want you to focus on that. And I want you to put it right in front of your mind and your eyes and your head. Then I want you to saturate it with love. Oh, crying, I can't do that. I can't do that. That's just too hard for me. I've spent so much time battling some ideas of mine. I can't then turn that around and love it. I didn't ask you to love it. I asked you to send love to it. And if you can do that, you know why you're here. You know why you are a new seed in Argentina. You'll know why that old soul of yours hears this and knows it's true. That when you send light to these places, the darkness starts to dissipate and different kinds of things happen you didn't expect. How many expected that North Korean leader to switch? The famous handshake that occurred a little while ago between Rocket Boy and Trump. That was Trump's name for him. Things change quickly in these winds that blow. And you never know. You never know. I hope I've exposed some new ideas to you today of why things happen the way they happen. The shift on this planet is going to require numbers of wild cards, changing paradigms, and some won't like them. But when they're gone, they will leave a legacy of exposure, and things will never be the same. That's what this age is about. This age, a little past 2012, it will continue for these 18 years out of 2012, which is the precession. That's the most dramatic time. It's the time you sit in. Finally, let me tell you something, old soul. Do you really think it's an accident you're here? If you look at your past lives as a school, you just graduated. And the prophecy of the eagle and the condor is in your lap. And that's why you're here. Perhaps it's time to think differently than you have and start sending life and light to difficult places. Can you do that? We continue tomorrow with more winds of change. And so it is.